only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
You have entered the Swinger State of Mind.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Another awesome edition of Swinger State of Mind Radio. I am your hostess, Mr. Fresh Heart. And here is my co-host, Miss Trinity Blake, sliding in here on the skin of her teeth. What's going on, Trin?
Good evening.
Good evening. How is your week so far?
My week has been crazy busy. Between the job and the new website that I'm building, which the designer will be coming through in about the next hour to go over the designs that I drew up for the new website. Stuff going on, but it's all happening.
Okay. Slow and steady wins the race in my book, you know, keeping it simple as possible. I'm on my third show for this week, as always, and I'm ready to get into business.
Yes.
Right. This is Swing and State of Mind Radio Show. This is our second show back. Last week, we started the conversation off about boundaries. That was our topic for last week. It just slid into that. And I'm sure you want to touch on that a little bit again this evening. And then we want to talk about some other stuff, like how to be a swinger in 2013. So I can't wait to hear everybody's opinion on that. Once again, that call-in number, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Just go ahead, leave us a message. Press 1. I'm thinking of something else, y'all. Just go ahead and press 1. You can also join us in the chat room at phonefantasyradio.com. Just click on listen and chat. Right now, we're going to take a quick break and get ourselves situated, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation. Sounds like a plan, Trent?
Yep.
All right, so y'all mellow out.
See, I've been watching you for a while, smiling and stuff. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. All right, is that all right, baby?
So
This is When You See My Radio Show. I am Miss The Fresh Heart, and you also have
Trinity Blake calling in from Dallas.
Dallas, Texas, all the way in the building. Shout out
you know
to
I'm
Kevin.
Ready to jump on this topic, right?
I only played one song. Shout out to Kevy, who joined us in the room, as well as Russ from across the pond, who also in the chat room. The 210 who's in the room. I don't even know where that's at, but, you know, shout out to 210 that's online. And those that just tuned in with us early. Before we went on break, I was telling you about tonight's topic. I'm in the chat room right now about tonight's topic. I'm just going to give the ball to Trinity because you was mostly talking about boundaries last week.
Right, right. When, you know, a lot of people get in, everybody's finding out about the lifestyle, whether it's through some type of media outlet or for a friend. But, you know, just 10 years ago, like less than a decade ago, it was still very underground, still very selective, still very private. Mm-hmm. And now it's like this huge splurge of lifestyle, and people are getting into it, and they don't understand boundaries. And there are so many different boundaries, so many different levels we can talk about. But I think I'm going to start from, like, the broader level ground boundaries, mm-hmm. and then we can get more specific.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first set of boundaries we have is there is a difference between being a swinger and just being freaky.
Oh.
Just within that, we have boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, swinging is just like the show Swinger State of Mind. Swinging is a state of mind. You know, I like to share my partner. I like to explore my sexual boundaries. And I'm somewhat open within the communities or the people that I choose to swing with.
Mm-hmm.
Freaky, it can really be any variables.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a freaky person going into a swing environment thinking, okay, well, I can just get loose with everybody. No. There are some boundaries there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do need to ask some people. And I'm sure you've got a question. When people find out you do anything has to do with swinging the lifestyle, they just assume it's a free-for-all.
Right, right. Definitely. definitely.
And you're like, no, it's not a free for all.
Right. And you know, then I become all types of insults, fat bitch this and all this other stuff, and I'm a tease and all that other stuff. Now the difference now, speaking on that, being freaky and being a swinger, and I know the big difference, like you said, 10 years ago, it wasn't to the forefront, but now we have outlets like Facebook, Twitter, even this show, Swing State of Mind, that's really trying to shine a different, that's bringing all the, like, just like a big melting pot of everybody,
right,
from the freaks to the swingers, to people that's serious, to people that just trying to fix their relationships. You know, you got to know where you stand as an individual and especially as a couple when it comes to the lifestyle as well. You got to know your, before you can find out anybody else's boundaries, you got to know what your boundaries are. And I think a lot of times when it comes to that lifestyle, people feel like they can just throw those things out the window.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay. It's free range.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, we still got some boundaries here. And that's why I said we're going to start from the top and kind of work down. I'm not going to spend too much time on each one, but, you know, I want people to understand there's boundaries on every single level. There's boundaries with everything you do. You know, like they always say, too much of something is never a good thing.
Right. Right.
So now we have the boundaries in between whether or not you are a swinger or you're not a swinger. And now we're going to, okay, now you can say, okay, yes, I am lifestyle. I am a swinger. And those boundaries within that, which, you know, some people can be married, some people are single, some people are not single, and even though you might be willing to share your partner, the boundaries that I have might be different than the boundaries that you have.
Right.
You know, I have some friends that they don't really want to know all the in-between. They just really want to go and get their freak on within the side of the chair. They don't want to have a lot of dialogue with it.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to really come and have a good time amongst people that have the same concept as them.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm a little bit more social. I'm
right.
going to need to know a little bit more about what's going on because that's part of my sexual experience.
Right.
If I feel comfortable, that's the more freaky I can be. If I'm not comfortable,
then
I'm going to still be friendly, but a little bit more withdrawn.
I totally agree with you on that. Totally agree with you on that. I know that's mostly, you know, and I think that's why I was drawn to the lifestyle because it was a mix and match for me. Like I said, I'm like a social butterfly when it comes to a party. You know, I like to get dolled up, and I think that's the overall experience I had as far as being lifestyle. And the problem I'm having is because I'm a single female in the lifestyle. And a lot of folks are not recognizing singles as part, just singles in general, not just single ladies, but just singles in general as being lifestyle. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it happens a lot. People are used to it being couples.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a couple, then you're not a swinger, but that's more with the way things have evolved. Basically, you know, I tell people if you go way, way, way back, you want to get biblical, you know, they had animals and everything included.
Ooh.
So I don't think a lot of people really want to go that route.
Yeah.
And then as time passed, we jumped to more modern times, you know, in the early 1900s. It was couples, and they would invite other couples over to their home, and it would go down. Well, what people don't talk about is, even though as freaky as that might have sounded, or as swingerlicious as that might have sounded, the women weren't quite satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of, you know, you get all this exchange and this stuff, but it was really more for the men than the women. And if they were all married.
Right.
So then it was like, well, you know what, can we invite a couple of single females to come in? Then it started expanding to, you know, my wife wants to be banged by a couple of black men. Now you say black men, now these black men weren't married going to these swinger parties. So they had to go outside the boundaries of the swing community to go find these other men to game bang their wife.
Yeah.
When the wife started receiving pleasure, women got the right to vote, all of a sudden we got single men at the party. Now where the hell did they come from?
Right.
Now you have single men and single women that come to the party. So when I hear groups of people talking about, well, you know, the way it used to be, I think, you know, if it was the way it used to be, you'd be fucking a goat.
Do you really want to have this conversation with me right now? That's the type of mood I just got into. Like, I don't want to go there with her. But, you know, another thing, too, is like you're saying, it was for more for men, so, but now we're in a time where women have a voice and have a hell of a voice about what they want when it comes to being sexually satisfied and what they, you know, what their expectations are and, you know, our boundaries as being a woman and being a black woman's lifestyle, you know, are evolving as well. I think.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, our boundaries are changing. We're expecting more, we're wanting more, and we're getting a little bit more comfortable. But, you know, of course, everybody has to see the boundaries at their own pace. Now, there's some other boundaries, too, I think we talked about last week that really just pissed me off. And those are the boundaries within the sharing. Now, I'm a very open person. I'm extremely open. But I've learned when you mix non-swinger people in with swinger people, you should expect those boundaries to not only be crossed, but to be disrespected and violated.
Yeah. It always seems to happen. I don't know. Go ahead, sir.
And one of those boundaries, like, I'm a very open person, very sharing, not jealous, not very possessive. But I do go out and I meet a lot of people and I bring them into the community to keep things fresh. Somebody has to bring in new people because a lot of people are too, they're either not at that level or they're too insecure to bring somebody new in. A lot of people, when they meet somebody new, they want to keep them to themselves. Look what I found, this is mine.
Right.
Me, having a different type of mentality, when I bring in somebody new, I want to share them with everybody. But you have to come to terms that everybody's the same and our boundaries are not the same. So if I bring in somebody and I choose to get in place with everybody else, hold on. Are you by your fan?
No.
I'm in traffic.
You're in traffic?
Yeah. When you bring in somebody and you have those boundaries set, I'm open, we can do whatever we want. A lot of times people overstep those boundaries. If I share my partner with you, or just a friend, or just anybody that I brought in, and we go to a party and I share this person with you, why do you feel the need to get their phone number, email address, address? Why is it necessary to call and text them 3 or 4 days later?
Right.
Is it okay just because I shared this person with you specially that you now start to form communication and relationship outside of the party? That's one thing I think that, you know, I always say change is great, but there are certain things these people say, and something that they had even way back when, and there's a person who listens to the call that could probably add more to this. You know, back in the 60s, when they did things like this, you were still chosen. We talked about, you know, only the warriors were actually able to have these events. They, in turn, had their slaves as their servants. And they would have these special escapades. You had to be invited to come do this. And when you left, that's all it was. And even in the 1900s, the early 1900s, these couples, mainly military couples, you had to be invited to come to share this whole swinger experience. It was not done in your own private time. You did not know all about these other people. You didn't get all the information. But now people are taking it a little bit too far. It's no longer sacred to just the party, but you got all these personal hookups, and I feel like that's overstepping the boundaries of what, you know, what keeps it fresh.
And that's no longer lifestyle. I don't think, like, I don't do personal hookups because that's one of the things I feel like you are no longer in the lifestyle. Now you're just cheated, even if she knows about it. You know, I feel like I definitely feel you on that note as far as the boundaries are when it comes to personal hookups. And you know, a lot of guys, you know, they feel some type of way because you don't want to see them after the fact. My thing is, you want to get me, meet me at a party. You know, it's not about having your money. It's about having that experience, you know, to meet me at a party. I don't know. I just don't think that.
Right. And people just
don't
get it. You they just feel like because they have an opportunity to be in this circle, that they have the opportunity to do whatever.
Yeah.
And like I said, there are boundaries to everything. I just think you have to know what those boundaries are with the people that you're with and then play within those rules.
We have a few callers. Can we get to those callers right about now? Get their opinion.
Yes, we can. I do think we need to. I think we might need to take a short break.
Okay.
First, so we can fix our background noise.
Okay. Not a problem. Y'all heard it from the lady herself. We're gonna take a quick song break, and then we're gonna come back, and we're gonna continue our conversation about boundaries. By all means, if you're holding, stay on. If you are just tuned in, stay with us. 805-830-8320 is the number to call, and press 1, and we got you.
Thank you.
All right. We are back in the mix. I am Mr. Crush Heart, and we have
Miss Trinity Blake from Dallas, Texas. We're about to go ahead and jump to this conversation.
Right. And you are tuned into Swinging State of Mind Radio. We had to take a quick minute break to fix our sound, but we're back and we're ready. And before we went on to break, we had some callers with their hands up, and we still have some. We got the 210 area code 5958, last 4 digits. What's your name and where you call from?
Yeah, they call me the doctor.
The doctor?
Yes. Hey, doctor.
Hey, doctor. How you doing?
Yeah, I currently live over in DeRidder, Louisiana now. I used to be with the swing groups over there in Dallas.
Oh, okay. You were listening to the topic tonight. You want to speak on it?
Yes, on with the boundaries. To have boundaries no matter what you're doing, especially going into this new era of, the people coming in and enjoying the swing lifestyle, swing state of mind.
Yeah, it can get a little confusing, but you know what? When you came along, doctor, you seemed to catch on very well.
I was a single.
Do you feel, huh?
I was a single male coming into the lifestyle, and the boundaries were what we could do, what we could not do, and actually how everything goes. It's not just going into a party, dropping your and going at it. No, it's sitting there talking, conversate with people, getting to know people, you know, actually finding somebody that you can connect with. And then if it goes further than that, it goes further than that. But if it doesn't, it doesn't.
And Crush, it's easy for him to say that because, first of all, he's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh.
So it's not like no one's going to sit and talk to him.
Yeah. Does that play a part when you're trying to get into the lifestyle? I know some people are thinking that. Does looks and you know, was it, does looks play a part? And if so, how much?
I think looks play. She was asking, you know, in a lifestyle, do you feel like looks play a big part in it?
Sometimes looks play a big part in it. Sometimes it doesn't.
I think you don't have a lot of time to really make a decision because, you know, it's like speed dating, but stuff is sexual.
Right.
So I think your appearance does matter. You don't necessarily, to me personally, you don't have to look pretty or handsome. You know, I found that it doesn't really matter when it comes to technique, but your appearance is important to me.
Right. You got to have them dingy drawers whitened up, y'all.
I can say
you like getting dolled up.
Right. That's what I like. I like that. I like playing dress up. That's my thing. If y'all on my Facebook page, y'all know every 5 minutes I'm taking a webcam pic because I'm all dolled up. So that's just my skis on it. And, you know, this is the perfect opportunity to do that, you know, to me at a party. So I want to go get my, you know, it's my excuse to go splurge on myself as well. So, I mean, it's a whole experience. It's not just the swinging part for me. It's the whole package, you know, from the night before when I'm getting my hair done to, you know, my nails and my feet, and, you know, then he comes and he compliments me or he wants, you know, he's attracted to me or he, so I mean, it's a whole experience for me. That's, you know, that's me personally. I don't know how it is for other ladies.
Well, I thank you for calling in, doctor. And
you're
we
welcome.
Look forward to having you back in Texas.
So, I want to invite people to call in as well and speak on tonight's topic as far as boundaries in the lifestyle. 805-830-8320. Press that one. 805-830-8320. We just made it to 9:30. Does it feel like we've been on for an hour already? Or is that just me?
Yes, it does.
I feel like we've been
when you get into boundaries, there's so many different boundaries and practices and accountability,
and
you know, in the lifestyle. People just don't talk about it.
You know,
expectations, right.
Right. And I know people are looking at me sideways when they call me and they asked me about my party, and I think the best advice I can give someone is to not come with so high expectations that you're going to beat everything at the party, or you're going to get all this massive penis, or you're going to get all this juicy pussy, because you can go to a party and you not get nothing at all, because it's not just about what you want. You also have to take into account what they're looking for that's at the party. You know, are you what they're looking for? I don't know.
Well, not knowing what their boundaries are. Like, every female is not comfortable with somebody just walking up to them, putting their dick in their face.
Right.
You know, like, one of the boundaries of my party is you don't go into the play area unless you have been invited.
Right.
You know, and if you have not been invited to the play area, no, you cannot roam around with your hands in your pants, you know, waiting to stick your penis out. And I have to say, it usually happens with more men than women, because, you know, a female can walk around naked and it's okay, but, you know, just because she's walking around naked does not mean that's an invitation.
Right.
Right. So that's a big boundary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Doctor, what do you think? How long you been in lifestyle?
I've been in lifestyle going on, I'll say, 2 years now, Trinity?
Yeah, about 2 years.
And as far as your experience, how has it been as far as boundaries are concerned? Because you are, you know, as far as I'm told, you're a good-looking guy, and sometimes women can get handsy just as well as men. So how's your experience so far been with your boundaries?
Well, at some parties, you know, outside of Texas, because I've been to a lot of different states.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries get crossed very quickly and very fast. Like, you might be intimate with this one person, and a female will come out of nowhere and join in. And you're not attracted to them. You don't want to touch them. You don't want to do nothing with them.
Oh.
And you don't really get to hear men's perspective of that, but it does happen.
Right.
It happens both ways, to men and women at these parties.
Right. Oh, interesting. I mean, I knew about it, but it's, you know, different when you hear from a man's perspective as well. So,
a lot of women think that there's no guy that they can't have.
Right.
And that's not true. It would be like, oh, but his dick don't work, or this or that. And it's like, well, maybe he wasn't into you. You know, it could be various reasons, you know, why this guy didn't want to play with me. Okay, was he obligated to play with you?
Right.
No. It's still a choice.
Okay, so speaking on that, am I wrong to feel like I shouldn't be the fifth choice? Because I'm saying, you know, we come in here and you scope out the room, or you check out the dude, and he's scoping out the room, and you can tell who he's pointing out, like, yeah, and then when he goes to these people and they shut him down, and then they see you in the corner eating your fried chicken, they want to come approach you. Am I wrong for feeling some type of way about that? I feel some type of way about that.
Yeah, that's just bad party etiquette. You know, I tell people, you know, don't go in, like you just said, don't go in expecting everything, but just go in expecting to be the best person that you can to stand on somebody else's boundaries, and hope that you get an opportunity to be a part of it, and appreciate it if you do get to be a part of it, because there are also situations to where you might be in a comfortable setting.
Mm-hmm.
And you might play with somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you were just feeling that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And they assume that every moment that they get with you, that you're going to play with them.
Right.
And that's not the case.
Right. I got that a few times. Mm-hmm. I've been put in those situations a few times myself.
Right. So, you know, I always say you are fortunate every opportunity you get to play with somebody and expand on those boundaries. Not obligated. It's an opportunity, not an obligation.
Right. So, my next question is this, is how do you find out about one's boundaries, and how do you tell one what your boundaries are? I know in the beginning I did say, you know, before you do anything, you got to know what your boundaries are as a person, personally, and what your partner boundaries are before the party. Don't wait till the party to talk about this, to have this conversation. This should be before you go anywhere, excuse me, and you get into the lifestyle. But now you're at a party, and you're having experiences that you've never experienced before. Things that happen around you that you've never seen. I'm going from, you know, a newbie's perspective, and I know for me it was just like my eyes was popping out of my head when I seen so much going around me. And, you know, I didn't know how to tell them, you know, this is my boundary, stop, no. I didn't want to be the stuck up. I didn't want to be labeled as this and as that. So coming from the all-time veteran, Trinity, how do you think one should approach as far as letting your boundaries be known?
There's different ways to do it. And like you said, you can have in your mind set exactly what your boundaries are, you know, especially couples. It happens with couples more than anybody else. You know, you know exactly what you want to do. This is how it's going to go down. And then you get to the event and all this other stuff is happening. All of a sudden you change your mind. Wait a minute. I possibly wouldn't mind doing this. The best thing to do is just go ahead and say it. You know, but a lot of times people don't even know what their real boundaries are. I try to do my homework before I invite a group of people together to try to make sure that those some people's boundaries might be a little bit further extended than others, and try to make sure I have a good group of people there for private events that I host. Now, if it's more like a meet and greet slash parties, you're going to have a combination of people. So I always say, you know, you need to have the social area and you need to have the play area. To be fortunate enough to have parties where you can have that separation, that way, as those boundaries might come in question, you can go to a social area and talk about it instead of being in an actual playroom trying to decide, because that can be a little confusing. And some people really don't know how to express.
Right.
You know, like, I want to do this, but I don't want to just say it. So that's what really the host is for, you know, to help get them to the next step. So I like for people to be able to trust me, tell me what your boundaries are, even when you feel like you can't tell anybody else. And then, you know, I could try to help you find somebody that can maybe take you a little bit further. Or, just vice versa, maybe somebody that's not as far as you want them to be and you can kind of step back. You know, you might be, well, I just want to masturbate. Or I just want somebody to finger me. Or I want somebody to just jack me off. Or I might just be open to oral. Or you might be, well, I'm in a mood, I want several men. You know, or I'm opening up, I want to do DP. So somebody, you have to be comfortable to tell somebody there what it is that you want and express it so that they can find it. If you're just completely uncomfortable with actually saying and articulating what it is that you want, I would suggest that, you know, the best thing to do is refrain from going to the party for a while until you do get comfortable with it. Maybe go off, you know, one or two, have, you know, a few meet and greets where it's not so much play. So that you can find somebody that you're comfortable enough with to express what your boundaries are. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because at the end of the day, when you're at a party and you're in a playroom and you're in a bedroom and people and it's going down, that might not be the best time to be like, oh, well, I have a new boundary. No.
No,
that's not the time or the place to do that. So you've got to find somebody that you feel comfortable enough with to express those things with.
All
right, that's weird. Well, maybe you need to go do a little research, you know, watch a couple of videos like, do I really want to do this? Because I've had people say that they were ready to expand on a boundary, and what we do is we set up a private area so they can experiment with it, and they might try to be like, you know what, I never want to do that again. But if the wrong people see them doing it, well, I saw you do it, blah, blah, any adult would know, just because you see A, B, C, D, E, F, G over here does not mean you're going to get that over there. You might just get 1, 2, 3.
Well, I definitely agree with you on that. My thing is, I don't want to get too technical with it, but you mentioned something about the hostess or the host job, whoever's, you know, the ringleader of this party. As far as them taking into consideration not only their personal boundaries, but also having to take into consideration the boundaries of their members. You know, we are
right.
All, and you know, the first thing they say is, oh, we're all adults here. And that's understandable, but at the same time, when you invited me to this party, or you told me to come to this party, you took on the responsibility. I think that should be part of your job, you know, because I've gone to
it
parties.
It is part of your responsibility, yes.
I've been to parties where the hostess or the host is too busy trying to get their nut off to even care about, like, where's such and such? You know, this is going down. Who do I turn to? And there's nobody you can turn to because she's laying on her back.
Right. And it happens a lot with males and females. And that kind of goes into, you know, everybody is a promoter now. Everybody is a party host right now. Every person cannot be a host because it takes a certain responsibility if you want the party to go accordingly. And your host is pretty much the ringleader at that moment. And if your host is limited on what they will and will not do, then it's going to limit the entire party.
Yeah.
I host parties because there aren't so many things that I haven't tried, seen, or experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of what level you're at, it's okay. That's my whole thing. I would say it's okay. Tell me what it is. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to be like, huh?
Yes.
More than likely, I've seen it, heard it, been around, and experienced it, so it's not shocking to me. And I can pretty much pinpoint you what direction you need to go into. You need to go over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like a matchmaker.
Right.
It's almost like a matchmaker.
Definitely agree with that. Yep.
And you have to be open to do that. And you have to know your guests. If you tell me, if you were to come to one of my party requests, I think my main thing would be like, you know what? Every time she goes out, she's quick to go into very social mode.
Mm-hmm.
So I will probably make sure that there will be people specifically there that I know that will be into the same things that you're into.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be making sure that icebreak is geared to making sure you are as comfortable as possible and you have no other option but to take off your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're ready for it to go down.
Yeah.
And then that's the job of the host. But if the host is doing more activities than watching, and if it's people that they don't know, something is going to fall through the cracks. Somebody's going to leave either feeling uncomfortable or violated. You know, something is bound to fall through the cracks. I'm not saying the host can't play because you can.
Right.
Now, if it's with a bunch of people that you know, please go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you. You know, you might ask to be the person that starts everything off.
Right.
So if it's people that you don't know, you need to kind of make sure everything is acclimated before you start to play.
Now, I noticed with my parties in particular, like, you know, people used to ask me about the party, and I tell them it was like a wave of things. Because you had those people that came exactly when the show started, they was there at the beginning. Those were the early birds, you know. Then you had that moment where everybody come in and they might have just made it. And you're at that moment where the early birds want to leave now because they've only been here a few hours. They want to leave now. Now you're in the middle of it where all the newbies come in. You know, you got the announcements and everything. And then about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you know, it unevened out and everybody that's left are, you know, the people that you roll with, you know, as far as being a hostess. You know, so after a certain time, you know, you either put a cap on it, like, listen, I'm not taking no more, you know, people coming in or whatever. Or, you know, that's the time where you can actually go ahead and the newbies done left, they done had the experience, or, you know, they're ready there, they're really there for the long haul, and they're going to be there all night. You know, so I mean,
yeah.
I observe stuff like that, and I guess that's because I put my sexual gratification to the side, and I actually had to pay attention and be observant and see what's around me, who's around me, and what I can do as a hostess to make you feel more comfortable. Because I remember not too long ago, I was a newbie at a party.
Well, to maximize a party, I came up with a bunch of formulas to make sure that in order to maximize the potential of a party, to make sure everybody's within their boundaries, first of all, there's always a talk before you even come.
Right.
There is going to be a conversation before you even come in, because I've been around for so long, I know what to listen for, I listen to what you're saying, and I'm like, okay, I can determine if you need to be there or not.
Right.
Once you get there, it has to be a cutoff time. I treat the formula as like one big date, and when you are dating somebody, and you invite somebody over to your home for dinner, you pretty much know in your mind you're going to hook up, because you're going to the house. We're going to hook up. At a certain time, the doors have to lock, and that way, if you have somebody who comes at the beginning and looking for something in particular, and by midnight they don't see what they want, that person is not coming because the doors are locked. If you choose to leave at that point, that's absolutely fine with me.
Yeah.
Because this is it. This is your variety.
Mm-hmm.
And within that time frame, while we're waiting for the cutoff time, there's icebreakers and, you know, different things to get people comfortable, to get to know a little bit more about each other. Because a lot of people are not as friendly and open as I am. Some people are shy. Some people just don't talk a lot, you know. It's just their thing. You can't force everybody to be chatty Cathy.
Mm-hmm.
So I do icebreakers, try to, you know, get everybody comfortable, get everybody cool with each other. The doors are locking at a certain time, and you can determine if you want to stay and play or not.
I agree with that. Go ahead, sorry.
But it definitely helps with getting people comfortable, and they have time to talk about their boundaries, even within the icebreaker. My icebreakers even have boundaries within the game. So that kind of gives you a better idea of what a person might and might not be into by the way they answer some of the questions about some of the things that they might do for the icebreaker.
Right. I had my first icebreaker. Well, no, it wasn't my first icebreaker, but it was my first interactive icebreaker where the lady was trying to get the party started. And, you know, she was like, everybody needs to write their name on this piece of paper. And everybody was like, you know, no, you know, I didn't want to do it. Or, you know, for whatever reason, everybody did not do it. So what she did was, in turn, she wrote everybody's name that was there on a piece of paper. And she had one in the plastic bag, and she had one in a hat. And the guy was supposed to pick a name of a woman. Or the name of a person. Somebody's supposed to pick the name of a person. And then somebody else had to pick the activity. The other person has to pick the activity. So say it's me, you, and Russ have to pick, you know, your name, and I end up picking the activity of, you know, suck it on your nipples. And the activities they had in there was just too raunchy for me, and it really turned me off to her parties altogether, because the following month I was like, no. It really violated the boundaries. It was kind of, it was disgusting at first because, like,
see,
I was
just hearing you say that. That's kind of, icebreakers like that can really get into somebody's boundaries and really make somebody feel uncomfortable. See, if you have a couple there and that couple is really only looking to play with single females, and you give an activity like that and the guy ends up sucking this man's wife's breast, number one, he's probably not going to let it happen. It's going to be negative energy automatically into the party, and it's not going to go down. So whatever icebreaker you choose, I always create my icebreakers to where, number one, you always have an option to out of it. And number two, it's usually not going to be anything, like my icebreaker with the dick auction. You come in and you do different things to get points for your account. After you queue in, I'll talk about later what kind of things you can do to get points. Then you get these points, and then you get the option to buy the guy that you want to be with for 20 minutes. And you choose what you and that guy do within that 20 minutes, not determined by activity. Now, the other catch to this is where a lot of people mess up is people in host parties get more caught up in getting the money than they are them picking the right people. Me being a bisexual female, I don't pick anybody that's going to walk through that door that I would not touch myself. And I'm pretty open and objective. So if I look at a person's picture when I'm screening them and I'm like, I wouldn't even touch them, I'm not going to allow you to come to my party. If I've seen you at other events and you've done something, I'm thinking, ew, that's nasty. Other people are going to think the same thing because my boundaries are already so expanded. So I'm always looking at, if I won't touch you, more than likely, no one else is going to touch you. And the biggest thing I hear is that I want to get down to the party, but I wasn't attracted to anyone. Or I go to these parties and, oh, these people look like trash.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, how you gonna make me do an icebreaker when I'm looking to my right and to my left, and it's only maybe one person in there that I play with? So, no, I don't want anybody else touching me. And I think people lose sight of that. A lot of people say, well, how do you know who's attractive and who's not attractive? I'm not going into, like, who's attractive and who's not attractive. I'm going by who I would actually touch and wouldn't touch. So I always say it always goes back to the core. The core is the host. The core is the person that is arranging all these people to get together, and you have to try to pick people that are going to be equally yoked, and there is going to be some attraction. So, and eventually, as far as like paying for the events and paying for your time, if you start off on that path, eventually people will start to find you. I heard you have parties and the people look this way, or you do this, or it's so clean. I want to come to your event. So the money will still be there to continue doing what you do, but you cannot be relaxed.
Right. You got to be patient.
So I always say, look at your host. If you look at your host and think, wow, you are not attractive. And when I say not attractive, I mean personality, appearance, or physically, then I always say you're going to get a product, your guests are a reflection of you. And I always try to make sure that my guests always look better than I look.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We are about to reach the top of the hour, finally. Feel like we were already there. We're about to end the show. You are tuned into the Swinger State of Mind radio show with the Fresh Heart and Ms. Trinity Blake. We are talking about boundaries within the lifestyle. Give us a call and share your thoughts at 805-830-8320. Press that 1. Or you can hit us up in the chat room right now at phonefansradio.com/listen-chat. So we're talking about boundaries within the lifestyle. Everybody has a role. Everybody needs to know their role. And everybody needs to respect their role. You know, it's more than just saying those 10 little rules in the beginning of a session. You know, the etiquette. You know, that's another thing too, boundaries reflect on is your party etiquette. What do you think?
And you have to enforce them as well. That's a big issue too. You know what I mean? Like they give you those rules, like you just said, 10 rules.
Right, because we cool and he violated you, I'm just going to give him a warning and I'm just going to let him knock out. Yeah, I've been in those situations before too. You know, because he thinks he cool with me or we buddies or we hung out or, you know, that he can go ahead and violate and nothing's going to happen to him.
And a lot of times people give those rules after people have been there for a while. You've had a couple of drinks.
Right.
And it goes in one ear and right out the other, especially if they see somebody is about to go down with. So I always say, I'm going to let you know the rules up front before you come. I'm going to explain them to you again later on, you know, just a few highlights after you get there. And then I'm going to always enforce those rules. And when people see that you mean business,
right,
they're not going to challenge you.
Yeah.
You know, when I first started and I said it was a cutoff time, a lot of people did not believe me. They were just like, oh, she's just saying it because a lot of parties are fraud. I mean, let's just put it out there. I can't tell you how many flyers I've seen. We are the elite. Oh, this is going to go down. Oh, this is a session. You come up with all these creative names and you get there and you really are in the room with a bunch of fucking rejects. And you're like, this is not the elite or the Hollywood. What the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should call it what it is. This is a, we want to have a fest party, so we're going to invite a whole bunch of people and see who show up.
Okay. Okay.
So then it comes to the party. You give out your little rules. And nobody is enforcing the rules because nobody is just watching you know what it is they are watching for. And that just goes to people that are not as experienced. You know, to be hosting is like, whoa, wait a minute, did you see that happen? I didn't think anything was wrong with it. Yeah, there's something wrong with that. You know, that is against the rules and you have to remove them from the party.
Yeah.
You only have to do it a few times before people start to follow suit. You only have to do it a few times. You need to go. You speak. Your clothes are dirty. You're dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You stink? That's kind of harsh.
What? You stink?
That's
kind of
harsh. Ooh.
I mean, it's harsh, but it's a reality because it only takes one stinky person and then everybody's whispering. I can't tell you how many groups I've been in and they're hinting about somebody at the party that didn't smell appropriate, but yet when I come again, I see that same person. And I'm like, okay, so did we not talk to this person about it?
Right.
You know, I've actually had people, I've had to remove them from the event because they smelled. And it's more uncomfortable for me to do it than I'm sure it is for them to come there like that. But my thing is, if I'm coming to your place to hook up with you on a date, I'm going to check twice and three times to make sure I'm going to stick my finger in my pussy and dry and smell it to make sure my pussy is legit.
Mm-hmm.
And if I feel uncomfortable in any way that it's not where it's supposed to be, then I'm going to refrain. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to hold off. But those boundaries, again, a lot of women feel like, well, I can come here any way I want to, and you're not going to say anything. You're lucky to be here.
Right. No, but my thing is, most places I've been, we have showers. You know, if it's going to be a hotel room, it's going to be, well, that's the only place I go. I'm not even going to say I've been to. That's the only places I go. They provide, you know, we have showers there. There should be no reason why you smelling and, you know what I mean? Like, why that even is a violation. Because before you do anything, go take your shower. It's open. you know.
I mean, but think about it, though. When you have a date, if your date comes over to your house,
mm-hmm.
and they have to get in the shower before you play, unless you say, you know, hey, I want to come over. I haven't had a chance to shower. I need to freshen up before we get started. That's one thing. But if you think at a party at that point, I don't want you to go take a shower because that means you are negligent of your pussy and your penis.
That's
so that means if I'm slipping one day and I don't tell you, you're going to be funky. And not just that, if I get caught playing with you, if somebody see me playing with you and you got the funky monkey, and then you go play with somebody else, they going to be, I know me personally, I'd be like, when you fucking with old boy, old girl with this funky ass monkey?
That's
some bullshit.
Yeah. Like, nah, I'm good. I'm definitely good.
The showers are just to refresh in between and revitalize your body, or as you used to foreplay, kind of go on to the next, hey, I just played, I got a little sweaty. Let me go freshen up a little bit, you know.
They don't do that for these parties. That's another thing, too. Clean, you know, hygiene in between parties. I know that's not the topic, but, you know, hygiene in between, you know, in between partners. A lot of people, well, not going to say a lot of people, but some of the people I've seen, they just keep going and going and going. You know, like, you need to get up. You know, she just finished playing with such and such, he just nutted all over her belly. Like, you know, type situation. Just straight violation to me, you know.
Really depends on your boundaries at that, because like with some women, like you might get in the zone, and like me personally, I like sloppy seconds. So I might be more like I could be drawn to somebody if they're playing with somebody, you know, even while they're in the act playing. You know, if a girl is riding a guy backwards, and I might lick his balls or something, or you know, I might suck on her pussy and. We might go on to the next scene, but there should be a break time. And you're like, okay, look, let me go regroup. And I say when you finish with one play session, regardless of how long or extended it might be, at some point you need to stop and say, okay, let me go freshen up right quick, and I'll be back, you know, before
right,
you
right, because, I mean, I get the multiple things. Like, if you're playing, you add in. But I'm talking about, you know, you stop, you go get you a drink, and you come back, and you didn't go to the shower, you know, type situation. Where you literally stop where you're playing with the next person. Right, it's one thing to have multiples. It's another thing to have multiples and they're not, you know, and they're not in that same group. It's not a menage a trois. You know, it's nothing like that. This is just you keep going and going and going and don't take the time to go freshen up. Or, you know, the hostess
and change. Space has a lot to do with it. Like, if you're in a tight hotel room and maybe you only have one shower, you know, we're always like, we have a shower curtain so you don't have to shut the door. Just take your shower and, you know, everything's in there. So a lot of people want to be secluded. A lot of people feel better with just going home. But there should be some break. You should always try to maintain your hygiene as best as possible because you don't want to be that person.
Right. That wouldn't be an excuse to me. Like, we're here for the next 8 hours, you know, 9 times out of 10, that's how long the party lasted. So, me, really? Like, you're going to have to go in there sometime or another, and hopefully before you have to go home.
And it should be open. Like, most of the people that I play with that, you know, play within my circles, I'm completely comfortable with them, so it's not an issue. But when it comes to new people, you kind of, like, size it up to see what their habits are, what their habits aren't. You know, you're like, wait a minute. That was nasty.
Right.
That was nasty, so.
I've done it and I do it. And so I definitely know what you're talking about. And, you know, those people that just finished playing and then they want to come touch you and put their hands in your face and you just want to punch them in the face. Like, what are you doing? Oh, my God. Right now, we just reached the top of the hour. You are to the Swinger State of Mind radio show with the Crush Hearts and Miss Trinity Blake, Dallas, Texas, on the rise. I see the 214s, the 501. Where is that at? We got Marva.
I know that number.
Okay, we got Marva, Trini, Russ, and a few anonymous people in the chat room right now. Give us a call. Let us know what are your thoughts. We'll be right back after this quick break. Yeah.
Greatness plus greatness equals great greatness.
plus a voice you think can save a life. My baby's on the scene, something's hurting. She's my everything, I can't deny. That love I'm more every day. I got problems, she makes them go away. Charlie, you know I can't let you out of the game, man. And here come another girl. I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. Let me get my game.
Excuse me, baby. Give me a second. Let me borrow. Go here. You look good to me now. You remind me of my Lamborghini. If you act right, I'm going to let the burn rubber on me. Charlie, let me take your cape and put it on the floor. You can kick up your seat. You ain't got to rescue me.
No more.
Charlie, I know you're the greatest, but you ain't gonna do this without me. It's Jay Fox, man. Let me holler at him.
Now, Charlie, I'ma take my time. Sure, I wanna know if it's true that I'm gonna do what it do with her. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I have a secret rendezvous. A tropical island paradise I want to take you to. A hidden lair where I'll strip you bare. Use my teeth to remove your underwear. So pack your lingerie today, let's fly away. I'll meet you there. It's been a while since I've seen you smile. So I'll use my frequent fly miles to fly to a place more beautiful than the Greek Isles. And I promise it'll be worth your while. I promise to make you smile. Let's meet at this private retreat in the privacy of our luxury suite, nestled atop the cliffs of Negril, Jamaica, overlooking a picture-perfect view of the Caribbean Sea. Imagine you and me in a private villa amidst a tropical setting, laying in a bed equipped with a canopy made of mosquito netting. But there will be no fretting about those mosquitoes, because the only one sucking fluid from your body will be me. The beauty of our secret rendezvous is incredible. We'll bask in the splendor of tropical surroundings that are breathtaking. Just make sure that you pack a pair of edible panties, because I promise you unforgettable lovemaking. See, during our secret rendezvous, I want to consume you. So just sit back, relax as I feast on your clit like it's Jamaican jerk chicken. I'll get to licking sipping every bit of the juices that drip from inside of you. And the only sightseeing I intend to do is marveling at the view of your beautiful body, my love. Your brown round mound is the only sight I intend to take pictures of. And our beachfront villa has all the amenities, so there will be no need for intrusion. I'll plan 69 activities we can do in total seclusion. Just imagine you and me enjoying the horror of romance and intimacy, making love on a veranda overlooking the Caribbean Sea. Just close your eyes and fantasize about all the romantic things we could do during our secret rendezvous. We can watch the sunset, have sex on the pool deck, walk the white sand beach, and I can lift your skirt up high and cliff dive. The secret rendezvous will be discreet. During the day, we'll leave our footprints on the sands of Jamaica's beach. And at night, I'll treat you to an erotic spa massage in the private jacuzzi in our luxury suite. Baby, how that sound? The secret rendezvous is designed to relieve you of all frustration, separating us from the stress of civilization. We'll bask in an exotic eating of lavish accommodation. I'll treat you to an erotic massage designed to bring your mind relaxation. And if you don't want to go out to eat, we have 24-hour in-room dining. We can both stay secluded and I'll feast on you during our secret rendezvous. This getaway is long overdue. But if you're in the mood for good food, your appetite will be more than satisfied. We'll have a candlelit dinner on the beach on the grill and a private chef to prepare our gourmet meals. We'll dine on lobster, snapper, cocktail prawns, and crayfish. And for my dessert, I'll have you lay on your back so I can snack on my favorite dish. During this romantic rendezvous, you get whatever you want. Dinner at the finest restaurants. I want to take you so you can enjoy Jamaica's romantic ambiance. And we have uncompromised privacy at our resort. All sorts of water sports. But my favorite water sport is snorkeling. So I may want you to disrobe so I can swim inside your ocean's cove. I want to make you clench your teeth as I explore your reef, making you leave splash waterfalls all over the sheets. So baby, I have a secret rendezvous I want to take you to. A retreat from despair, paradise beyond compare, a hidden lair where I'll strip you bare, use my teeth to remove your underwear. I'll meet you there. The only thing I want to know is, will you come with me? Baby, will you come with me?
Welcome back to Swinger State of Mind radio show. I am Mr. Fresh Hearts, and we also have Mr. Lee Blake. That was Kyrie with Secret Rendezvous.
Woo!
And before that, we played Super Sexy with Mr. Charlie Wilson. And we are at 10:06 p.m. Eastern, 9:10 Central. We are talking about boundaries in the lifestyle. We had a very interesting first hour. I think we got a lot accomplished. Now I think we can get into the next side of the coin, the flip side of the coin, and really go on to how to become a swinger in 2013. You know, now that you know that the first rule of thumb is boundaries, and you taking this seriously. What are your thoughts now on how to be a swinger in 2013? And I'm going to throw the ball to Trent.
How to be a swinger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked about this on numerous occasions.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but this time we were able to have
a swinger. But
right, this time we were able to have a full length conversation on boundaries. We also talked about boundaries before, but we never really had a full-fledged,
right,
you know, talk about boundaries. And you know, as you already explained, and if you've been listening to the show, boundaries play a huge part in, you know, if this lifestyle is for you.
Yes. Well, the first thing I have to say, you know, when we talk about, you know, how to be a swinger, we're basically, it's a label. You know, it's no difference than saying, well, how do you be gay? You know, that's kind of how I look at it. It's a way that I live. It's a frame of mind for me. It's how I think. It doesn't matter if I'm at a swinger party or at work or at church or at a family reunion. In my mind, I'm always thinking like a swinger. I'm always looking to expand and explore my sexual boundaries. But I do still have my limits and my, you know, what I stand for and what I don't stand for. So for 2013, it's a little bit more complicated because there's so many different influences.
Mm-hmm.
Pop culture has handed us internet, TV,
yes.
radio, and they put these things, you know, in people's faces and they think, wow, it's more intriguing. And I would say it like this. If when people started seeing gays on TV,
mm-hmm.
when it came to women that were feminine,
mm-hmm.
who comes up? When it came to men,
mm-hmm.
they threw up.
Mm-hmm.
No, we can't have it. So now we have this lifestyle being coming off terms, and it is absolutely intriguing. The lifestyle has always been a very taboo, controversial lifestyle, the swinger lifestyle. So now that it's coming to light, people are very intrigued about it. They want to know how can they be a part of it, but they don't want to necessarily claim the fact that they are a swinger. Especially Black Americans. We do not want that label of being a swinger. So we'll say lifestylers, in the life, open-minded. We come up with all these other terms.
Right.
Because we want to see what's going on, but we don't truly want to participate in what's going on. Sometimes we have valid reasons, and sometimes, honestly, it's just an excuse. When you look at a dictionary, when they talk about a swinger, the second section says, a trendy, up-to-date person that engages in sex freely. Technically, we're all swingers, hopefully.
Right.
You know, whether if you're playing with yourself or playing with somebody else. But then when you get to a swinger party, those boundaries definitely start to bend. So I would have to say the first step in becoming a swinger for 2013 is being comfortable and confident with who you are as an individual. And I would say that for anybody that chose any particular lifestyle, you have to be comfortable with who you are, whether that being you are poor or you are a misfit, you are a con, you are not the most attractive person on the block, you are skinny, you are large, you got a little dick, your pussy doesn't function the way it used to function, maybe you had a double mastectomy, you don't have your breasts, you have to be comfortable in your own skin first.
Mm-hmm.
Before you can even consider expanding your sexual boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not comfortable with yourself, you're going to come up with all these hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you think you're comfortable, you have to always be readdressing and going back to self. How do I feel? You go to a party, you leave a party, how did I feel about that? Did I like it? You know, was it for me? Did I get any further with it? And I think, you know, to be a senior for 2013 and exploring your sexual boundaries, first of all, you have to know what you're starting with,
mm-hmm.
and get out of denial, especially for Black Americans. I have to keep preaching to Black Americans. We are in denial. I can't tell you how many women I've spoke to, and the first thing they want to talk about, I haven't really been with a lot of people, and I'm like, you are a motherfucking lie. First, you need to accept that. Just, you know, look, I'm not inexperienced. I am an experienced woman, but what I really want to get into is blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm very experienced. But I was really hoping to try to maybe, you know, be with like one or two, three guys at one time. Or, you know, I'm bisexual and I really want to score being able to date a married couple and be sexual with them. Or I want people to watch me while I get into my zone and do my thing. But if you coming into it denying what you've already done, you have issues. So I would say to start off, you know, in 2013, how to be a swinger, first you have to know how to be yourself. Then look for somebody that is a swinger, not your friend on Facebook that just started a swinger group. You know, to find somebody that actually is a swinger, do your research on past experiences.
Yeah.
Even though things are different now, sometimes it's better to know where it came from than just jump into it from where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of things you can, you know, do your research, travel. You have to travel because different regions do it differently.
Mm-hmm. And I'm learning that right now.
Right, be in multiple areas at one time, even if it's just for the internet, to see how they do things. And once you've done all your research and gathered everything up, you'll be able to contact the right person. So I would say look online in your city, find the oldest swinger establishment in your city and try to connect through them. Will you be learning some old-fashioned ways? Yes, but eventually they're going to connect to somebody that's modern that can kind of guide you, you know, along the way. But if you're just going by, somebody dropped you in a group on Facebook and they're in there posting pictures of their pussy and they dig, you think you're a swinger, you're sadly mistaken. I would say the swinger is not the person that's at the party. A swinger is in your mind.
Totally agree with that one. And that's a whole topic in itself, the Facebook swinger.
Right. And I have to call Facebook because it is one of the largest media things. But I have people all the time. I've seen them do all sorts of things and tell you, oh, I'm not a swinger. Okay, whatever you want to call yourself, that's fine with me. Cool, not a problem. I'm okay with saying it, but I always tell people, I put myself out there so that my guests don't have to. I'm confident enough in my sexuality and who I am that I don't really give a fuck what people have to say about me. I know who I am, and I know that most people desire to be how I am. Not saying I don't have flaws, but on a sexual level, I'm very open. Like right now, I'm in heat. We'll talk about that later. But I'm open to a lot of stuff, so I can see it when I call it. And I was very fortunate when I, you know, really got onto the black side. I remember one of the first girls I met that I looked up to, her name was Candle Lady. And she's actually tuned into now, but Candle Lady, she was just so strong, like, mentally.
Mm-hmm.
She was okay with who she was and what she wanted to do, and she didn't give a fuck about what other people thought. And I really snapped out of that, oh, well, I'm not like this, always defending myself. And even when you look in groups now with these so-called swinger groups, you ask a random question like, do you spit or swallow? And the first thing they say is, well, with the right person. Well, that should be already assumed, dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to know if you spit or swallow. So once people get comfortable with what they like sexually, then they can try to work on being a better swinger. But if you two just comment about not sleeping with too many people or not wanting people to know who you sleep with, how in the hell are you going to explore your sexual boundaries?
So,
on yourself.
Mhm. I agree with that. So,
you know, if you're a woman and you want to play and just say you just haven't got the, you know, I really wanted to play, but I just did not know how to, you know, jumpstart it in my mind. I knew what I wanted to do, and I just did not know how to initiate or execute it. That's different. But it's another thing when you're talking four or five people on the side.
Yeah.
And then you say you know, you want to do this, but you don't want to be put in a certain category.
Right.
To me, that's more hoish than anything. You like a hoe in denial.
Hoe in denial. That's crazy. Okay.
So I think we can really definitely get into talking to people about how to, it's okay to be open about your sexuality. You just have to know who your audience is.
True. Interesting perspective on that. 805-830-8320. That's what I'm going to call it. Press that one. Just to take a step backwards real quick. So we were talking about boundaries in the first hour, and as soon as I refreshed my page on Facebook, a known swinger couple, the husband of the swinger, actually wrote a letter to the guys that was hitting up his wife on his status page. It was quick, and I was like, wow, so we could think that, you know, he's married, they got kids, they're a lovely couple, met them, you know, been to parties with them. And he writes, all my thirsty niggas out there, thank you for being some amusement in our lives. I love that my wife is a beautiful, intelligent woman who loves and respects me. And when dudes try to come at her like she's single, she puts them in their place. Dude, you don't invite a married woman to lunch, dinner, out for coffee, or a couple of drinks. Unless you're trying some shady shit. Don't use that trying to get to know you crap. Be thankful this is Facebook. And he shook his head. And that's what we were talking about in the beginning of the show.
Yep.
Who take it beyond. And like you said, you know, this is a new era because we have things like Facebook, like Twitter, and once they know that you're out there, you're in the lifestyle, you get all types of crazy messages, you know. And, you know, like I said, being single, I don't have somebody like this man to step up on my behalf, you know. And I think that's when I said it's safer for you to meet me at a party, me personally at a party, than for me to meet you one-on-one because of that right there. I know for a fact, you know, guys' ego could be a dangerous thing to play with. You know, it could be especially for a woman. And I don't want to take it because, you know, you don't know who you're beating out there. You know, I'd rather be around a bunch of people that I know got my back. That, you know, they got that security there. They got this dude there. This guy's not going to let nothing, this host is not going to let anything happen to me. And I'm putting myself in their care. You know, so I definitely need y'all to take another look. You know, especially y'all dudes, y'all single dudes out there. Not everybody's like that. Not all single dudes are like that. And not all parties are like that. So please don't take this the wrong way. But however, this is a reality, you know. And looking at it as a single woman, I respect a couple at a party, you know, because I felt like, you know, they have that extra step. If somebody's harassing you, you just look to your partner, he's going to step in. You know, and being a single lady, I don't really have that luxury. You know, so I got to be the bitch I have to be the bitch and the angel in the same breath, you know.
So, and it's not easy for a lot of women. It's not easy at all. Trying to, you know, teach women some different tricks and different things to kind of warn off, look, no, it's not welcome. Don't go there. You know, just the same as you're taking. Sometimes I think that, honestly, the Facebook, Twitter, the different social sites that they have people to hook up on, it actually hurts the lifestyle because they feel at will to communicate with you individually when it's like, at the party, we can chat. If it's not at the party, you know, never mind. But then you go to, then you have to know what type of party you're going to. Because some parties, you walk to a hotel or a location, and all you have are beds and a couple of chairs. It's a get down. Mm-hmm. So you want me to lay on a bed and talk to you, or, you know, so you have to know where you're going, what type of environment it is, what type of people are going to be there. Trust in the host that they're going to take care of you. Because some people, I don't care, honestly, Chris, it can happen at any event. This mm-hmm. even happened at one of mine, you know, and this guy came and he seemed like he was really cool. He really did. Started playing with the girl on the east side. He didn't want to wear a condom anymore. So this girl stopped him, and of course we were right there on the scene. So in private, she told me what happened. And I'm like, basically at that point, I tell him, I guess, we're not going to discuss it. At that point, I'm just going to remove you. I'm not saying you did wrong, but at this moment, I'm removing the sword, you know. And then we can investigate at a later time. And through my investigation, I came to the realization that she was telling the truth. But we didn't really have any proof. So the next time, I invited him out on purpose just to be able to watch him. Small party, my idea was just to watch him. And I watched his behavior, and I realized that he was guilty as charged. Now, this guy continued to go into other parties, even though I did warn other promoters, yo, this dude is a violator. But if you don't know who's coming to your party, you don't have any type of list, you don't have any type of background, you just don't know. Mm-hmm. And that guy did violate somebody, and it became a very hostile situation. I don't want to see anybody get attacked. And at that point, you switch from having a good time to being violated in a matter of seconds. And like you said, some guys don't take rejection well. You know, they want to get loud. And some women are the same way. They want to get loud and be rude and disrespectful. And learning how to, you know, get rid of them, it can be hard, you know, especially when I see a girl dogging out a dude or whatever, and I'm like, wow, you're out of pocket. Let's just stop this right now. And it's really up to the host to take care of that, because a single female really shouldn't have to be arguing with somebody about her pussy.
Right.
Period.
Right.
And she shouldn't have to be afraid either. But now you have it, so even if you do come to my party and I take care of it, this person is still circulating online. I can't stop them from harassing you, you know, blasting you, or anything before it. And it can happen. So that's, you know, that's definitely one of the risks that you take when you meet people in general, not necessarily at a lifestyle party, just meet people in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't lie, meet this fella. Oh, he's so cool. Let me not just say fella.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lie, you meet this person. Oh, that's so great, blah, blah, blah. But you don't know they're a fucking psycho. And then you get into it, and you're like, whoa, this person's crazy. But when you revert it back to the lifestyle, it goes back into, why can't we just stay at the party and be done with it? Why do you feel the need to share all your information at a party?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm a swinger, I'm open, I can communicate. I want to play on my own time one-on-one, and that's always not the safest environment. Even if it's just a simple argument, and then the first thing they do is want to call a host and ask you, is so-and-so going to be there?
Right.
And you already know at that point what it's about. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen at your party, so more than likely it happened in a one-on-one connection. So being a better swing for 2013 is being aware of your surroundings. Be aware of the people that you're dealing with. Keep your personal information to yourself. Find a host that has events that you can go and play it within and explore your sexual boundaries that you are comfortable with. And be okay with that. It's not all about getting something new, and that's what people mess up at. They want new.
Right.
I don't know about everybody else who's listening, you, Crush, but it taught me to really explore a lot of my sexual boundaries the first time. Sometimes it takes a few moments. So we might have to leave the party a couple of times, you know, and I think that's all part of being a better student in 2013, especially for safety. There's safety within numbers, that's what they say.
Right. And I think that was one of my issues is for myself getting into a lifestyle with that safety aspect of the situation. And just trying to be open. Just trying to be open minded, I should say. To the fact that not everybody are assholes. You are tuned into Swinger State of Mind Radio Show. We're talking about how can you be a swinger in 2013. If you want to voice your opinion, please, by all means, give us a call, 805-830-8320. Press that 1. We're going to let you on right now. 214, I see you. 501, I see you. The 414, the 817, the 469, the 919. Whew, a lot of different area codes up there. Marva came through, Kevy, message Mike, Russ is in the chat representing England, we got some anonymous users, we on phonefantasyradio.com for chat. If you are having issues hearing us on phonefantasyradio.com, please visit blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Click on that link. There's a link right there in the chat room, too, on phonefantasyradio.com. As you click on that link, it'll open up to another window, and you should be able to hear the show directly. Or give us a call, 805-830-8320, and you can listen through your phone. All right, what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a quick break. Are we going to get into orgy time? Or are we going to continue our conversation?
I do have an orgy time topic, yes, I do.
Okay, so when we come back, we'll get into a little bit of orgy time and have some fun. Right now, I want to dedicate this song to Russ because I just love his creamy white body.
Got a kinky surprise for you. So girl, get ready, 'cause I'm gonna just leave the door unlocked. I'll be creeping in about 12 o'clock. Don't turn the telephones off, my babe. No interruptions while I'm driving you crazy. Girl, I want you to know tonight is yours. Start in the bed and end up on the floor. There'll be knocks at the door, my baby.
Three knocks. That you never received from him because he was too busy taking instead of giving. And with him, beautiful with him, you were too busy faking. Instead of listening, you are all that I ever wanted in a woman. All I ever needed in a friend. You are the GPS that directs me back to happiness. And when the world tries to play me, woman, you play with me and remind me that I'm safe. And even though I follow no known religion, beautiful, you are my faith. You are the gift that I thank God for every single day, but don't get it twisted. You see, I thank you too. I thank him for showing you every part of him so you can see me for me. You see, when you let go of him, you found love and set me free.
It's my favorite time of the show. It's orgy time. Orgy, 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 orgy.
Oh.
You know, it's like my favorite part. You can play it over and over again. It is orgy time on Swinger State of Mind. If you want to speak with us, we're going to put out the number now, 805-830-8230.
Mhm, mhm, mhm.
Press
that's
one
fun.
If you
want to
say something.
Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to Scorpio.
I posted in one of my groups today.
Good.
You ready, Crush? Okay. This is my post. There is nothing more entertaining to me than watching a fake swinger. And people were like, ooh, wow, she went there. And I'm like, I'm sorry. There's nothing more entertaining to me than watching people pretend to be a swinger. Who pretends to be a freak? Who pretends to put a label? It's kind of like when bisexuality was so cool, and people be like, I'm bisexual. No, you're not. You know, a girls do it when they're trying to get a guy's attention. Well, I like girls, too. Do you think telling a guy you like girls, too, is really going to make him commit to you? So there's nothing more entertaining to me than watching a fake swinger. And to me, a fake swinger is basically someone who wants to pretend that they are doing more in a lifestyle than they actually are, that they are lifestyle when they actually aren't. They're meeting people, they're socializing, they're going to parties, but when you really pay attention to them, they're not doing a goddamn thing. They're fake. And sometimes people realize it, sometimes people don't realize it. You know, and I always tell guys, especially men, single men are notorious for it. You know, I'm down with this, I'm down with that. No, you're not. You just kind of trying to get it. You know, or married couples and that female is going to these parties and, you know, telling her husband she's down for all this when she's really not.
Mm-hmm.
But she's doing it to teach him. Please. So she's like, oh, yeah. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not. Or when I see men that I know for a fact that are married.
Mm.
And they are 50 swinger groups.
Mm.
But you never see their wife. There's one dude, he posted his pictures of his wedding on Monday. And on Wednesday, he was in all these groups. And I was like, where is your wife? Does your wife get down? No, she don't really get down, so she don't know, basically.
Mm. I get that a lot, too. I definitely get that a lot, especially the group.
Right, they don't know, so you're not a swinger. You're cheating. You're cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Or you think you found the easy way to get it in without people questioning you. So that was one of the orgy things I put out there, and one of the other ones I'm going to touch on is I'm in heat. And I said it earlier, and I got a couple of IMs saying, you're in heat. I'm in heat. Like, I think that a person's sexuality, and when you're very sexual, you put out a certain energy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I do when I'm hosting parties, I'm doing MC work at clubs, is my job to promote sexiness and an energy that creates a vibe of you got to do it, you got to do it now, you got to do it right now. You know, if you don't do it, you're going to fucking bust.
Mm-hmm.
I need, you know, I know your dick is hard in your pants. I know your pussy is where you need, you want somebody to touch on it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me kiss it. Let her kiss it. Let him touch it. Let him hold it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I'm in heat, it just, it's like a spiral. And I have a new job.
Mm.
And I've had more crazy people hit on me. I'm like, what did this come from? What's going on? But yeah, I'm okay. Definitely. Do you ever feel like you're in heat though? Like, you can't get enough? Like,
hell said it again. And unfortunately,
I mean,
the one guy that actually can lay it down, he's an asshole. That's when you need that get right.
Yes.
For the
yes.
Soul, you know, we had a get right edition on the Honey Suite. Hopefully, it'll be next week. Yeah, that's that get right. You need that get right. I need you to keep your Tims on. I need you to turn the music up loud. I need you to turn off all the lights. And yeah, we need to get this thing popped in. I don't like to go to. I wouldn't want to go to a swing party like that.
No, you don't. I always like to tell people, masturbate before you date. Don't go on a date horny. It's like going drunk.
Right.
Because everything about that person is so attractive, and then you're going to, and when you do fuck that person,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can count on your finger, have a stopwatch. You count down 5 seconds, and
yes.
Everything that person does at that moment works your motherfucking nerves. Like, oh, you're breathing funny. Did you just snore? You don't even smell it. You ain't even that cute. You know what time it's?
Right.
I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, being in the heat is not necessarily a good thing, you know, and you looking for that get right, you know. And I had a dude call me, and he was like, you know, we gonna hook up. I'm like, yeah, you know, I haven't hooked up with you in a minute. He was like, I'm gonna need you to stretch first.
Ooh. Okay.
And that turned me on such a stretch. He was like, I'm gonna need you to stretch first. I was like,
Okay.
Let me break out my yoga CD.
No, that's all right. That sounds good. Oh, we got two
callers
up right now. We got the 214-6428. I see you 817. Give us a moment. 214, what's your name and where you're calling from? Okay. 214. All right. And we got the 817-6890. What's your name and where you call from?
This is Nello.
Hey, Nello. I don't remember your number, Nello. I am. What's up, Nello?
Hey, who's that I hear in the background?
I'm in the background. It's a crush.
Oh, sound like Dolphin. You went to the background. My bad. Hey, crush.
Hey.
That was me saying hello.
Oh, okay. Hey, Trim.
Hey, babe.
So
let's see. It's January. Yeah, it's about that time. You and he, yeah, it's about that time.
Right, the week before, right? The week before. Mm-hmm.
Really? Mello has been around when I've been in full, like,
Yeah, I've seen
not pretty.
Her going to a room and a whole bunch of other people go in there, and when everybody come out, everybody's, like, repositioning their hair and, you know, like, wiping their mouth, like,
no.
Did I do
Don't tell nobody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's other times it's like, yeah, I did it. Okay, now what? Who next?
Yeah,
Yeah, when you're in heat like that, you have to be real careful because sometimes, like she was saying, it's like the drunk effect.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't see what you should be seeing. And then it's like, when I'm in heat like that and I go to an event, it seems like nobody can actually meet my demand. Nobody can actually break me off right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I leave more mad
mm-hmm.
than I did when I got there. And it's like, okay, maybe I should have just stuck to my own personal, you know, black book
mm-hmm.
before even going. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it does well to take some of the pressure off before you go about masturbating.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that. And to me, I'm already...
How do you take some of your pressure off? I'm sorry. I was listening.
Yeah.
Masturbate. Or just get it in with somebody else before you go, and that way you kind of disperse it.
Doesn't that make it worse for you sometimes?
True, it does sometimes. But if you know, if you call that right one first, and, you know, sometimes you may be a little bit too much for them because you're just such a high volume and intensity and hormonally high and adrenaline, everything. It's going to take more than one. It's definitely, and that's, to me, the time that you should do some of the most creative things. And that's actually when, to me, I'm more creative when I'm in heat like that. I'm subject to do... Ooh.
Yeah. Those boundaries start to expand.
Yeah.
We got Scorpio Queen. I'm sorry. We got Scorpio Queen Dallas who just joined the chat room. And she told me to tell you, hey. And she said she's on the other side of the room. Whenever you want to get back on air, just press one twice and I'll let you back on. But go ahead. Finish what you're saying, though.
I don't remember.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off like that.
No, it's okay.
He was talking about being creative, and I think we've done, like, a lot of creative things, but when I'm in heat, I'm just, I try not to be around a large group of people that are non-lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I see everybody naked, and their personal parts are shaking in front of me.
And you want to grab
everything. I see everything. Like, I can smell what you're wearing, what you wore yesterday, you know. So I'm already a very visual person. So just talk to somebody on the phone, you know, randomly, I might be masturbating, that person doesn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, songs can be very enticing too.
Mm-hmm.
And touch. You just can't hardly touch me unless you plan to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And you better do it right.
I might get angry.
Yeah.
Unless your shit don't work and I'm in heat, we're going to have some issues.
That's one of the big problems. Your tolerance level is like zilch. Absolute zilch.
Yeah, I get in the mood for, like, I crave pussy. Crave it. And then I crave the pound of a dick, you know, hitting it from the back. So if I could get both at the same time, that would be ideal.
Okay. Yeah.
That definitely helps curb my appetite.
I don't know. When I get horny, I want to get head. That's my first thing.
I have to be careful with the head thing, or I might, like, sprout out like a hose pipe in the summertime in the front lawn, and she will be everywhere.
Well, that's my thing. Like, when you catch me, that's that moment where you're going to get it all from, you know. I mean, I already like in the head, so when I'm at that moment, that peak, I should say, then, yeah, I want to suck you until you bust all over my face. I like facials, so I'm a spitter. I spit back onto the penis. I don't actually swallow all the way. That's just my thought.
Yeah, different things call for different moments. I like the variety, you know.
Right. We got another caller from the 252-7644. State your name and where you calling from.
Yeah, it's your boy, G Baby.
G who?
G Baby.
Okay. Hey, G Baby. How you doing,
boy? Yeah, I'm the dude that plays ball for UNC.
Huh?
I'm the guy that play ball for UNC.
Oh, right. Just a 6'6", right?
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
See how I remembered you, right? See, if you would have told me that beginning, I would have remembered you, see?
Hey. Yeah, I'm about to feel stuck with.
What's up? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank
Hello.
You. I think we look. How y'all doing?
Hello.
I think think I'm a little late, but yeah, I mean, yeah, better late than ever.
Well, we were talking about like orgy time, and like sometimes we get in heat, or I guess with the guy when you get really, really horny, and I always say, you know, masturbate before you date. You know how you can end up hooking up with somebody that you really don't want to hook up with because you're horny, and as soon as you bust the nut, it deflates.
Yeah, I did it before.
And also, what are some things you do to relieve, you know, when you're really, really horny, you just can't seem to get enough? I don't know if guys really have a problem due to what y'all are physically capable to do.
I mean, if we in need, then we're not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
If it's there, then you're going to keep there long, you know, until we're not in need no more. But, yeah, that little situation about masturbating and see what, how you feel afterwards. Yeah, I went to one of my little dorm parties, and I thought we were going to the other girl dorm, but I'm like, man, I don't know if I should do it. I'm like, maybe I'm liking her right now because I'm horny and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And I like, I really love like taking this walk over there in the cold. You feel me? So I'm like, my boy, like, man, look, man, go to your room, man. Tell yourself. Tell me how you, and just think how you feel afterwards. So I did it. At first I was like, man, what the fuck? I like playing myself, but I got a girl waiting on me. But I like, fuck it. I tried it. And I did it. And after I bust, I was like, I can't believe I'm about to go over there. I should do it.
Yeah,
<all right. laughs> Like, what the fuck am I thinking about? I was about to waste all that energy and breath to walk over there.
Right, let's just talk on the phone.
Yeah.
Ain't
nothing
like that song, though.
Yeah,
and you know the funny part is, it's after you do that, then they think they can keep coming back again. You're like, no.
You're like, look, you called me in a vulnerable situation where I was horny. And I tell you, if you've ever done it before, when you fuck somebody that you're not attracted to because you're horny, it's like a 5-second default time. It's like 5, 4. Three. And then by the time you get to one, you're like, ooh. And that's about how long it takes to get that full nut out. And you're like, ugh. Bad decision.
Yeah, then if you actually do go through it, you actually do fuck them, fuck that person. Yeah, then after the point, after you push, you're like, oh my God, I can't even stay here. I got to come over to the future, baby.
Right, I got a class. Ooh, it's the time. Oh. Yeah, but when you're feeling somebody, it's different because you want to just stay within that energy. You want to kind of evolve from it. You're hoping that something can happen later. You want to do it again because you enjoyed it. But, you know, I always say masturbate before you date. Before you go to a party, get that first one off. You know, just kind of get that out the way so you can see with a clear mind and open eyes. Because it's very easy to call for the moment when everybody around you is being sexual. And you're like, oh, my God, I got to jump in. It's like double dutch. I'm going to jump in. But if you do that and you're not really into it, you're going to be disgusted.
Yeah, see, I think I fucked up because I kind of had these pictures on Facebook and Twitter and shit. I took them off, but I kind of had these pictures on Facebook and Twitter. And have y'all heard of the shit that's called, like, they got these rooms on Facebook called the secret groups?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm in a couple of them. And I kind of explored myself in a couple of secret groups, and the pictures kind of got out. I thought kind of fun because, like, everybody at school, majority of people at school are similar. So I go to parties, it's like females, like, undress me with their eyes, you feel me?
I'm sorry, I'm undressing with my eyes, and I haven't even seen you yet. Like,
I'm undressing you with my eyes, and I haven't even seen you. But
yeah,
like, I'm on the phone and I'm thinking, I wonder if he's dark, light.
Right.
Don't worry.
Oh,
okay, I got you now. I see you now. Brown skin, hazel eyes, close cut, 6'6", all solid. Oh, man, I feel like it.
And where you at again?
I'm sorry, right, where?
I'm in North Carolina.
I'm going to the
south.
Oh. And where y'all from?
Oh, I'm in New York City.
I'm in Dallas, Texas.
I'll be in New York next week. I'll be in Dallas in about a month. I'll be in Maryland.
Really?
About a month.
Okay, you need to make sure you stay in contact.
Because,
okay.
Like I said, like I said, I played ball too. I don't know if y'all ever heard of UNC, Tampa, North Carolina. Yeah, I played.
I'm actually a really huge basketball fan.
Okay, yeah, I played for the same college Michael Jordan played for. But, yeah, and we're going to be out there, like I said, next month.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
going
to play. North Carolina, December?
We got one more caller because I didn't realize we are almost out of time, folks. So we're going to take this one last caller.
Oh, wow, call. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take this one last caller, 214-6428. Scorpio, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
I was about to really get on you for not being at the phone.
I mean, I've been waiting the whole time on y'all.
Well, we got to you and you didn't say nothing.
Whatever. Hey, Trent. Hey, Mello. This is actually
Hello.
Trent. No, Scorpio Queen is my online name.
Hey, babe.
How y'all doing?
We're doing good. We've been talking about a lot of stuff. We're definitely going to give you the opportunity to speak on it because we've run out of time.
I mean, yeah, I've been here, so I've been listening the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
One, to touch on the Facebook subject, I hate Facebook for lifestyle. I totally hate it. Because of Facebook, that's how people even knew my government name for a long time. Nobody ever knew my name, so I really hate Facebook from that perspective. If you notice, a lot of the Facebook groups I was in, I'm no longer in them. I still participate in the lifestyle. I've been in this thing for a long time. Actually, probably longer than you, Trent.
Yes, she has.
But the lifestyle has changed so much. I mean, as far as boundaries, I heard the conversation talking about boundaries. For me, I'm more hardcore probably than Trent. I think Trent is probably a little softer when it comes to boundaries because I feel like this. You should know your boundaries before you get there. Me, as the hostess, I'm going to take care of you. I need you to tell me what you do and don't like. But I also need you to be an adult and know how to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Period. If you feel like somebody is crossing a boundary that you have, then you need to know how to say no. Because for the most part, those people at that party don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
Me, personally, I don't like to go to a party and have a conversation. I go to a party to fuck. That's what I come to do. 9 times out of 10, I'm throwing the party. I'm going to host most of the night. I'm going to cut off. No one's going to come in at a certain time. But at a certain time of the night, once I'm doing my thing, I mean, it is what it is. I'm going to still watch out for my people. Because I can be on a gig. We can only put something drop off. I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there in the drop of a dime. Nothing will go down in my party. But you need to know how to say no. If you can't say no for yourself, who am I to say no for you?
Okay, Scorpio, give me a few minutes to say I can find. Because we only got a minute. But don't hang up, y'all. I'm going to get to you, 832. I see you. I'll get to you, too, in a minute. We're going to a little bit overtime. You have been listening to Swingin' State of Mind radio show with Trinity Blake and the Crush Hearts. We do this every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. www.phonefantasyradio.com is the website. phonefantasyradio@gmail.com is the email. 805-830-8320. Press that 1. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/WRPF Radio. And we're on twitter.com/phonefanradio. And, we got some more stuff coming up for y'all, so definitely stay tuned and join us next week. I will be back on air on Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern for Musically Inclined and the Crush Heart next week. So, Trinity, any last words real quick?
Thanks for tuning in. This is Trinity Blake. You can always catch me on Facebook or on theswingcity.mean.com. I'm accepting all basketball players. And fans. Basketball players. So please tune in as much as possible. I'm glad to be on Fall Fantasy Radio on Swingin' State of Mind.
Yes. Okay, so right now we still got Miss Scorpio Queen. We got Mello, and we also got G Biz. And we got one more, 832-8330. What's your name? What are you calling again?
George from Houston.
All right, George from Houston. Right now I'm going to give the ball back to Ms. Scorpio Queen, and we'll get back to you in a minute. Thank you so much for letting me do that, Ms. Scorpio. Would you finish your thought if you still remember it?
You could actually call me Candle. That's what most people call me. Well, like I was saying, I mean, I think there was something talking about swingers 2013. How do you become a swinger? Trinity kind of hit the nail on the head. She was like, I think she mentioned something. You need to know something
know
about yourself, what you like,
be comfortable
like
who you are.
Yeah, know who you are. I mean, that's no matter what year it is. You need to know who you are before you go to a lifestyle party. Before you even think that you can just go to a lifestyle event, you need to be comfortable with yourself. Because you will be surprised how you think you look hella good, but somebody else at that party don't think you look good, and they don't want to play with you.
And
you will
sometimes
leave the party
in the same room as you.
You will leave a party with your feelings hurt. You just need to be able to be comfortable with yourself. Go in with an open mind. Know how to set your own internal boundaries, but don't expect anyone else to do it for you. Like I said, that goes back to knowing how to say no. But also come to the lifestyle party expecting to have a good time. Don't go looking for a mate. That's what I'm seeing the lifestyle turn into.
Right,
don't go
right,
to a lifestyle
right.
party thinking you're going to find your baby daddy or your husband at that party.
Mm-hmm.
Even for a female, I mean, it's both ways. Male, don't go there looking for a wife. It is what it is. When I go to a party, I know what I'm here to do. I'm here to fuck. I'm walking in the door, we fucking.
Well, there's a difference, Candelade, between looking for a partner and looking for a special mate. Those are two different things.
Right.
Somebody I might fuck around with, I not want to be with you.
Right. Damn, George, didn't you get a chance to get to you?
I don't believe in exchanging the telephone numbers and you want my email and all. For what? Because I really don't want to talk to you outside of a party. I come to fuck. If I'm in heat, like you guys talked about heat, shit, I got a few toys, I can take care of that myself. Or I got a few on reserve that I can call at any time.
Speaking of some of your reserve, when we get an opportunity, Kendall, I need to get a reference from you.
I work on
me by the way of you, and I'm like, you calling out Kendall, I'm going to have to talk to Kendall.
I work on referrals, LaCruz.
Yeah, I mean, but I have a question. I want somebody to answer for me.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
I have a question. Look, check this out. No. Me personally, I'm like a gentleman in the street. I'm a bit freak in the bed, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
No. Like, I have never been to like a swingers party. I would love to go to one. Could you tell me how can I get in one?
Mm-hmm.
682-208.
You got a pen?
Yeah, I got my iPad. Hello.
You ready?
The basketball player?
Hello.
Yes, girl. I'm going to help you. Okay, personally. What?
Hello.
I'm just trying to help a man in need.
Can anybody say fresh meat?
Right. Okay. When will you be in Dallas? We got you.
I will make a trip early.
Okay, are you ready?
Hold on.
Okay.
Talk about contact in 1 second.
Are you online right now? Are you in a message board?
Huh? No, I'm trying to use my iPad and put in my iPad.
Okay, well, we need to get a pen and paper because time is ticking.
Right.
Hold on.
We're good. We had time. We had overtime.
What is it?
Just say 202-908-9717, and I'll give you as much training preparation that you desire.
So,
you can say training. I love Trinity.
Candle Lady, I didn't realize that was you. I miss you.
Yes. That's what I said. It's me. I you know I put Scorpio Queen on everything, but it's really me. How you doing, boo?
I'm good, boo-boo.
You know, the first time I met Candle, the first thing she said to me and my friends was, I need you to take off your clothes and put them in this bag, please, and sign your name here.
I'm like, let's get the business.
What is the number for?
No, I said, when is the next party? I definitely have to come.
Whenever you want it to be.
You don't have to put my clothes up. I'm coming naked. Out of the car, naked.
Oh, we like that. My kind of guy. You want to bring some friends, too?
Yeah, I got a couple more.
Ask me for porn, it's like, what can I do at a party? Like, I say, if you're in a party full of women that know what they want and know how to get down, there is nothing more impressive to me than a man to walk in the room, go stand in the corner, go stand against the wall in front of me and some other girls, pull out your dick, start rubbing on it, jack your meat off, be like, you know what? I want to show y'all what I got, whoever raised for this shit, step to me. To me, that's a winner. Especially if it's pretty.
Yeah.
Now, if you do that and the girls are looking at you like, ew, you don't need to be there.
But
you come to me and pull out your shit, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
I have a problem with that, though. Like, most females, like, say if I, before I, like, I got a good thing of doing this. I got this, like, a good habit. I show it to a girl or I send a picture to her before we do it, and then I get, like, the hell no. Like, it's too big. Or,
okay, so how big is it?
Fat.
What?
I never got that.
I think Kendall's ears just popped out.
It's my job to review the pictures. I review all pictures.
I can send you a picture and you can tell me, or
send a picture to that number that I gave you.
Listen, he's in school, he got a
and
little
I'll share
idea.
With everybody else.
He got
Look, I'm about to hang up. I'm sending to you while you're on the phone.
Hey, why you not doing right now? You're so much. You ain't got
your
kids all back.
I bet he a nasty motherfucker too.
I'm nasty. Why are we?
I can hear it. I can feel it in my loins.
You gonna learn this picture, man.
Ooh.
I may suggest to you that it take up the whole phone, the whole screen.
Oh.
Well, good thing I got this little old phone.
Well, you know, I did retire from Monster Cox, but I still have friends that can handle up. But, you know, I did retire from Monster Cox.
You retired?
Yeah. I retired from Monster Cox.
My name is Candle, and I go to Monster Cox Anonymous. So,
it'll make my day if I could just get one female just to take everything I give you.
Well, you know what? What guys have to understand, when you have large cocks like you have, because I dated a guy that was like 12 and a half inches. The main thing is, especially with you being an athlete, you just can't jump into it, you know, because you don't even, sometimes you don't know your own strength. How old are you, sweetie?
24.
So you're 24, and this is an athlete with a big old dick.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Lordy, let me get out.
He's going to go to one of these states, and he's going to get missed. He ain't going to go back to you. You ain't gonna make it back to you.
But I don't just jump into it, though.
You ain't gonna make it back to you and see. I can hear it now.
Hey, Chris.
There's gonna be an Amber Alert out there.
He's the type of dude you have to just get a group of girls and run a train on them. Somebody gonna, you know, conquer. Right.
That's
what I need, yeah. Why does Farley Amber? You're probably messing with the wrong type of ladies at school, too. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, they're still young. They're probably not just, they're probably still scared. You need to come to Dallas and talk to some real grown, swinging women. We'll take care of them.
Yeah, that's what I need, because, like I said, like, I'm not the type of person, I just jump into it, and it's not real, I'm a fat. I mean, I like to tease you, taste it, have you feel on it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So I don't just get right into it. Like,
it's just like a dude with a big dick, he can go from any position. Sideways, corner, cat corner, it's okay. It's always a dude with a little dick if you're trying to be creative. Really? Seriously?
But
you can't get past the butt cheeks.
Right, but you know, also, I know this, the guys with the big dicks, you give them a little leeway when it comes to certain things. I was having this conversation the other day, you know, this dude, you know, I turned around and he was texting on his phone, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I got all types of hella mad, you know, and everything, and, you know, me and him was chatting about it, and I was like, listen, you're not equipped, baby, to do things like that. You can't be stopping and texting and in between, and you know, in during sessions, you gotta wait in between sessions to do that, because, you know, now if you was, you know, packing and you had that long sausage, then you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Just sit there and don't move. I got all the work. I can do this. But you know,
a lot of guys just don't know what it is that they have. You know, they kind of go into the definition of a penis. You know, and I think there needs to be, you know, you are your dick, God 101. You're not allowed to do certain things.
We need to play that next week.
Yes, you're not allowed to do certain things, but then just because you have a big dick, you know, you're not going to get away with everything, but you do get a little bit more leeway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's no difference between an ugly girl and a pretty girl,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I will say this, though, before it cuts us off. I think everybody should have sex with at least one ugly person in their life.
I'm always available, not just one.
Always good to have sex with an ugly person, because there's no expectation there, and you can do all the nasty, filthy shit that you want to do, and you really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Everybody can fuck an ugly person.
I've already met my quota.
I got this ugly dude, y'all. He's so ugly, but I'll do all types of nasty shit with him, and I'll be like, take this shit, take it. And I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but y'all should definitely see my videos.
Video. You need to add him to a group. You need to add him to Swingers Meet or something, Trent.
Right. When you send me a message, send me your name, and I'll get the information, and then we can
suggest job your friend right now. I'm going to suggest job your friend right now.
Hey, Mitch, I got this right. You said it's 682-208-9717, right?
Yes, that number will change your life.
Forever.
Yo, G baby, I just I'm suggesting her as a friend right now, so you can go ahead and add her to your page.
Yeah.
We can add you to a group so I can see what you're talking about.
Do you get any pushback from your teammates because you got a big dick?
Do I do what?
You know, do your homeboys, your teammates, do they ever seem jealous of you because you have a big dick?
They jealous?
Yeah.
Yeah, we took a shower one day. No, I mean, no homo, nothing yet, no. We took a shower one day, and all the boys in the shower and shit, so me and my brother, I have a twin, you feel me? And then,
wait, your brother?
Yeah.
A twin?
Did you say twin?
They have an identical twin.
Oh, my God. Identical. I just let it. What?
Everything about this guy, he just checks all over. See, if he would have told me at the beginning,
you got
he would not have been forgotten. I keep telling him that. You got to tell me that he wouldn't be forgotten.
Yeah, but check this out. We walked in the shower. So I said, yo, bro. I said, watch this shit, bro. I said, shit here just about to be hilarious. She was like, what you about to do? I said, just stand and watch this shit. So I walked in the shower, right? And I'm like, when I walked in the shower, I told everybody, I said, look, man, I'm like, if your shit's frivled up, and your shit's still sticking, y'all need to get inside the shower because the outside shower is a big deal. So people start laughing, like, super funny. I said, all right, I'll get the outside shower there. So I turned around. I wouldn't turn around asking for actually look at my penis, but, you know, but I turned around and the white guy shit like, yo, bro, is that shit real?
Like, is it real?
Is it fake?
Is it fact? Did you have surgery?
Is there any twin envy? Like, is your brother, I mean, you know, because that can be, I've learned that most big dudes roll together because it's hard for big dudes to hang out with little big dudes because they don't get as much pussy.
I tell you what,
and it slows down the pack.
Check it out. The only way you can tell us apart is I have light brown hazel eyes and he has green eyes. You feel me?
Ooh, I can tell
the green.
Yeah.
You got green hazel and you got light brown hazel.
Yeah. So,
I have a question. Does he go to school with you and play basketball?
Yeah, we're in the same, we share the same college suite and play ball together.
So,
we just
okay, other coming, when you coming?
Huh?
Okay, how are you coming to Dallas?
Yeah,
wait, I
want
to
know
your Facebook page. I want to see your Facebook page.
Right?
Say what?
You're Arlington, right? That's your last name, right?
Say it one more time.
Your last name is Arlington, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure I have the right person. All right.
So you and your twin brother coming to Dallas in about a month?
Yeah.
What's today? January, February? Okay, just make sure.
I would be in Dallas at the last week of February. That's how I go. Mm.
Okay. I won't make any plans. Let's see. I mean, have you ever had a threesome?
I had them all.
But you never been to a swinger party?
I haven't been to a swing party, huh?
Do you still got your dress?
Huh?
Do you still have your dress?
Nah, I just cut them off, y'all.
I'm sorry, you have dreadlocks?
Oh, why did you do that?
But I'm stupid doing that. But me and him are in the meeting and going on back right now. We're going to sit back together.
All right. This is the time of the show. I have to tell everybody, we got to go. We don't want to be rude and the lines cut y'all off. We have to listen to an overtime session of Swinger State of Mind radio show. Thank you, baby. I hope you tune in next week. thank you, Scorpio, and thank you, Mello, for hanging out.
I can't think of her words. She's like, I'm...
Right, I'm trying because I'm looking at... I got the split screen going. Like I said, I'll be back on here Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, and all that good stuff. Everybody, enjoy y'all weekend. And that's it. That's all I got, right?
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.